This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios. Woof,
Grr.
Good evening. It's 4 minutes past nine. That means it is time for The Woods, this show for the bear community and its admirers all around the world and Australia. And tonight you're with Big Bear Mark and I'm joined by Dean. by Curious Dean.
Bear Curious Dean. Oh, let it go, Mark. Let it go.
Dean, why were we playing that song?
Because we've got a special guest joining us this evening.
Oh, have we?
Our very own Disney princess is with us.
Oh, who's that?
It's Disney Princess Cam!
Hey, Cam.
How are we, guys?
Good. Thank you for coming in tonight, Cam.
Pleasure to be here.
Yes, we're going to have a bit of a relax show tonight. Mm. We're just going to talk amongst ourselves. And we're also going to cross in a little while to see how James has been going in New Zealand.
That's right, cross the pond. He's our bear on the spot.
Yes.
Her New Zealand Bear Week.
I bet he's been on a few spots this week. He's been in New Zealand for a holiday. He's there with family, but he's also, of course, gone to Bear Week New Zealand.
He seems to have covered quite a vast area of New Zealand, actually.
He gets around, James.
He's around.
We'll find out a bit more about that later.
We will. So how's everyone's weeks been? Good?
I don't know whether it's summer or winter.
It's crazy.
How many seasons did we have today? I think it was more than four seasons.
About seven today.
Well, it is that Crowded House song that talks about Melbourne. Four seasons in one day. Definitely.
I'm definitely not used to it yet. Coming from New South Wales, it's really quite difficult coming to Melbourne and having to deal with four seasons in one day. Really difficult.
Because you go out in the morning and it's nice sunny, and then don't take your brolly and you get out there and then it starts pouring with rain.
But the best thing is,
snows
is with this weather and the cooler change that's around, this means there's more time for snuggling.
Oh.
So who had a Valentine's Day gift? Who had a Valentine's Day snuggle? That's my question to you guys.
Well, I had a Valentine's Day date.
Oh.
Does that count?
I didn't. I literally, my Valentine's Day consisted of me with a hangover sitting at home watching RuPaul Drag Race. So that was okay.
Well, that's good.
It was a relatively chilled out day.
I mean, mine was pretty relaxed. We went out for breakfast to a nice cafe.
Yes.
And then my partner went off to do something else for the day, and then I cooked dinner when he came home, and that was it.
Nice.
But we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day. We find it a bit of a Hallmark holiday.
It is a little bit Hallmark, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. It's all about sort of the, I suppose, like all of these holidays and these events throughout the year are very much surround the dollar intake for the supermarkets and the stores
exactly.
out there.
Well, this is right. So we turned our minds and thought, what's the most romantic thing we could do on Valentine's Day?
And?
We decided we'd sit in the dark and watch Deadpool together.
Of course! Deadpool.
So romantic.
They did advertise it as a Valentine's Day movie.
Yeah, you know, what's not like? You know, Ryan Reynolds in a leather suit, you know, for 2 hours.
What else could you need?
What says love more than that?
Exactly. Ryan Reynolds will stop, whether he's in or out of wrinkles.
And it's a good film. It's an interesting film, actually. It's kind of like, it is obviously a Marvel it's from the Marvel comics.
Yeah.
But it's not one for the kids.
Yeah. No, I've heard all those stories about people taking their kids and then having to walk out or get out.
Put their hands over their ears or their eyes.
Yeah.
It's rated R. Don't take the kids.
That's what gets me. What on earth, why would you take kids to an R-rated film? Well, it's like just wrong.
Well, that's exactly it. Like it's clearly been advertised at a particular rating for a reason.
Yeah.
And this is it's the parent's choice to take him to that. It's just like any video game that the parent happens to buy for the child to play, or any book that may represent violence or anything else. It's about the parent's choice.
But I remember when I was a kid, the cinema wouldn't let you in.
No.
No, that's right.
It's like the cinema wouldn't let I did sneak into one R-rated film when I was a kid with my cousin.
Oh, yeah.
It was Alien.
Oh, well, that could be quite scary, though.
Oh, I got nightmares. Yeah. It was horrible. Yeah. But it's like we were 15 at the time. And it was an R-rated movie, so you had to be 18. But I looked 18.
Tall, I guess, yeah?
Yeah. So I got the tickets, and my cousin and I went and saw Alien, and we got the proverbial scared out of us.
You would have when the alien comes out of the
the chest. I mean, at that time, I mean, we were only young, 15 when it came out, and it was like, and he was younger.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know what we told our parents we were going to see, but it wasn't Alien, that's for sure. No.
But I think also, like, people think comic books or graphic novels, and they think it's for a younger audience, but it often isn't.
It's not.
Deadpool and some of the others are really skewed to an older audience.
They definitely are. And the thing is, I'm a Disney queen for a reason, because I cannot handle that thriller and horror movies and anything that represents that. I actually get really scared. I'm a little baby, okay?
Oh, I love a scary movie.
I hate it.
See, now hold it. There is a difference. Yeah. I love a scary movie. I don't like a gory movie. There is a difference.
Paranormal Activity, I could not do.
Oh, see, I didn't mind. That was nothing.
My housemate and a few of my friends in Newcastle, we were sitting around and they're like, "We're going to watch it with you." I'm like,
"Yeah,
okay, no worries." So we watched it middle of the afternoon. I remember sitting there and my feet up on the lounge and my head between my knees jittering around.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I think it was number two, and there's the sheet, and all of a sudden the sheet drops in the kitchen.
Did you squeal?
I squealed. I got up. I chucked a tantrum, and I literally turned the TV off, and I said, "That's it. We're not watching anymore."
There's a good movie that's just been released called The Gift. It's got Joel Edgerton in it and Justin Bateman.
Yeah.
And it's a little. It's got a little gay theme through it, but not a lot. But it's quite the thriller, and what I like about it is no gore in it at all, but I jumped, like you would not believe, twice in that film, and it was just like you didn't expect that what happened.
Yes.
And I love that. I love the being...
I like a good twist.
Yeah, I like a good twist, yeah.
I remember seeing... Do you remember when you first saw The Sixth Sense?
Mm.
Before...
No.
No.
Cannot do. Cannot do.
Well, I saw it before word of mouth exposed the story.
I see dead people.
Yeah, spoilers. But what a fabulous film.
Yeah.
For me, it was and, the suspense and the tension and the...
Yeah. The Others was like that as well, which I think is one of Nicole Kidman's best movies ever.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a fan of Nicole Kidman, but not... I don't think she can act that greatly. But I love that movie.
That was great.
And it was a great twist to it.
I've got to tell you, Deadpool perhaps doesn't have any twists, but it certainly has gore and it has violence and it has humour. And it has
Ryan Reynolds in a red suit.
Exactly. It's a little bit sexy.
Did he get the suit off? Do we see some of the...
Do we actually see the Ryan Reynolds?
Is there a full frontal in it?
There's not.
There's not.
Yes. Oh. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to bother. That's if it's not getting full frontal, I'm not going.
Maybe that's in the uncut version.
Oh, where's that?
Anyway, we'll be back with Just James in a little while. You're on The Woods on Joy 94.9. We did, of course, just play Cyndi Lauper as well. I drove all night.
Can you drive all night to get to New Zealand?
No, you can't.
I think you'd fly all night, actually.
It only takes 2 hours to fly to New Zealand, doesn't it?
Oh, it's so close.
I should know that. Really.
Anyway, in New Zealand...
What's happening in New Zealand?
Well, one of our team, Just James, he's over there at the moment. Hello, James.
Hey, how are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
And it's 4 hours flying to New Zealand.
Is it four?
are you really New Zealand? Hours. It sounds like you're in the room just next door. You sound so close.
Oh, that's because I'm missing you guys. Oh. My heart's still there.
Oh, good. Very, very good. So tell us, what have you been doing while you've been in New Zealand?
Well, what have I been doing? I've been at New Zealand Bear Week, as well as catching up with family and friends. I've been doing the... representing Melbourne and a little bit of Australia being at Bear Week. And that has been so much fun, I tell you. The guys are having a great time.
So you're our Woods correspondent on the spot.
I can be just that for you guys.
So, because it's still going on. It's still got this weekend to go. Some of the events I've seen some great pictures on Facebook already. Of course, and the big fun one, of course, is the drag race that I believe you were at.
I didn't make that.
Oh,
that
no.
was not the only thing. I know, I'm such a last-minute Larry, and that's a really popular event, so it sells out really quickly. I heard it was good. I've seen the photos, and there is even, if you go to the New Zealand Bear Week website, there's a video of five hunky men with beards in frocks and dresses. Cocks in frocks.
I think I saw on social media our very own Mr. Australasia Bear, Michael Heap.
Yes.
In a pair of heels.
You most certainly did. You most certainly did. And I tell you what, it's the only thing I've missed, and it sounds like they had a really good time. They're really braving about the food, too. The food at the place they eat is apparently really brilliant.
That sounds
good. But I even managed to get to... I got to Big Gay Out on Sunday, managed to get a bit of Joy T-shirt into the Gay New Zealand something website. So we got the Joy T-shirt on air.
Fantastic. What is the Big Gay Out? Is the Big Gay Out, is that like a carnival day?
It is. It's New Zealand's version of carnival, and it's kind of like acts, and they have a big stage. There was a bear place where you could go and drink, and that was kind of sponsored by the Urge crowd. John Key was there, and there was a bit of that on TV because he got harassed by a few people.
Well, I heard he got booed off stage.
Yeah, look, it was pretty ugly. I was a bit embarrassed, to be honest with you, because whatever you think of him politically, putting a show on, I mean, he turned up, he puts a brave face on it. It was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, and I mean, for the man who actually gave... Yeah, I mean, it was in his parliament that gay marriage got approved. And, you know, yep. I mean, I don't know much of the political landscape in New Zealand, but, I mean, to turn up an LGBTI event and actually go on stage and be there to show support and then get booed off stage, I thought, I don't know. I mean, I thought it was a bit of bad form. But, you know, what would we do if we had Malcolm Turnbull turn up to Carnival Day? Do you think he'd get booed off stage, you know?
I don't think he would. I don't think the Australians would be quite... My experience is they're not quite as, you know, in your face. But if Malcolm Turnbull turned around and put, you know, relationship quality on the table for us, I reckon we'd make him pretty welcome, don't you?
Well, if he had done that, yeah. Yes. But he hasn't.
Yeah,
there's still time?
No, not that's right.
I don't know.
Get a wriggle on.
I did actually, I think I saw something in the news today, something about them maybe taking the plebiscite off the table, but let's wait and see what happens there.
Yeah, let's hope so, eh?
So after the Big Gay Out, what was next? Did you go to the Bear Flash Mob?
I did. I made the flash mob, and it was kind of a pretend flash mob that turned into a real one. That was lovely. Hey, do you know, interesting thing, guys, is there are people here from all over the world. There are people here from America, from Canada, from Brazil, from Europe. There are people from up and down New Zealand. And, of course, we've got our own contingent of Melbourne Bears, which is really cool.
Yeah, there's quite a few people I know over there at the moment having a bit of fun. I really want to get across there and have one year. So maybe next year I'll go.
It's like a little international bear sampler.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Last night was the underwear party, and that was really nice. I mean, we've all seen a bit of bear bum at the underwear party, so that's kind of cool.
Very good. And what...
tonight was the comedy. And I have to say, they've got this guy, Rhys Matthewson, who's a straight guy, but he loves his bear crowd. He's kind of hot, he's kind of cubby, and the first thing he did tonight was he whipped off his shirt, and he was killing himself laughing because he said, it's the only gig where the hecklers heckle themselves. He said, you guys are so funny, I don't even have to do anything. I just stand here and listen. Well, it was really funny.
We'll have to line him up to get him on the woods one week, I think.
Yeah.
Seriously. Oh, look, it was so cute. He got jeered, and they were trying to get him to get his pants off, and he rang his girlfriend to see if he had her permission to take his pants off. And it was so funny because she was getting heckled on the phone. It was really funny.
And so was it a night of bear comedy by a number of different comedians, or was it just this one guy?
Yeah, no, there was the MC was this Rhys Matthewson, and the others were a real mix from a twinkie kind of 22-year-old right through to your typical kind of gruff American bear from New York, whose name I feel really bad. I should have written this down, but his name I've forgotten. He was really funny, and he kind of wrapped up the show. So there was a kind of 50-50, a bit of hetero, a bit of homo, and the crowd really loved it. It was a mixed crowd too, mostly bears, I have to say.
Because bears do like a good belly laugh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was really good.
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, James, and of course, tomorrow night, what's tomorrow night's event?
Oh, tomorrow night is the big one. Tomorrow night's the Mr. Bear New Zealand contest, where they choose who's going to go up against our lovely Patrick.
Of course.
Ah.
So when you get
and
back...
I have to say, looking at the guys that I've seen at least three of the competitors from tomorrow night. And this is going to be a fun competition, guys. There are some hot cubs coming over. It's going to be a real...
More cubs.
It'll be a good competition.
Look, 2016, yeah. Year of the Cub.
It is the year of the Cub.
I'm calling it now.
Yeah, we spoke with Alan Granville last week, and he said that there's a lot of Cubs in the competition this year. And, it looks like, definitely it's the year of the Cub. Which I'm all
tomorrow
for. Love it.
Tomorrow night's going to be a really fun night. That's at an Irish pub called the Dog's Bollock. What a great name for a pub is that?
The Dog's Bollock.
It's brilliant. Absolutely
combining
brilliant.
All the things I love. Irish accent,
I love
Irish
it.
Pubs, bears, cubs. It's just...
And Dog's
like
Bollocks.
And Dog's Bollocks. I'm just... I'm envious now of how I actually want to be there. Let's get in the... Mark, can we get a flight tonight?
Yeah, why not? Let's go and let's drive to the airport after this.
We could drive all night.
I have to say... I am having a really good time. The guys, this is their seventh year, and the guys have always, like, it's just got better and better each year. I think Brian and Grant and Paul and Alan, and I'm sure there are others as well, but they just do such a good job, and they're so friendly. It's really cool.
Yeah, it's really good. Now, are you going to be going to the Auckland Pride Parade on Saturday?
I most certainly am. I'm going to go with some friends who are really, really proud lesbians.
Cool.
They love their bears too. Yeah, yeah. So I'll be doing that. I'm not doing the Pride Party this year. I normally the bear is a tri-nation, and
yeah.
They decided that they wouldn't. They didn't want to compete with the Pride Party. There's going to be a bear corner, I think, at the Pride Party.
There's going to be a bit of a bear pit somewhere.
That's right.
We used to call it at Mardi Gras. We used to have the bear pit.
The bear pit. Wait, actually, I think it was there last year as well.
I think it's been there every year since.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a favourite place of mine.
It's always at the back of the RHI and right in the centre, I think.
So it's well lit, nicely ventilated.
No.
Right, never. I've got the wrong idea altogether.
Wrong idea.
Just think of a den. That's pretty much how it resembles.
Right.
And then Sunday is the closing event. That's they're having a Bye Bye Bears barbecue. And I think Centurion, the sauna, they've got people coming in. So and that's when they all say their goodbyes and head off to their various parts of the world. And I'll come home to Melbourne.
So they say goodbye at the sauna, I believe. Is that right?
I think they do. It's hello, nice to meet you, and goodbye.
It's like hello, yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing? And then they head back off to the other parts of the world. Now, when are you heading back, James?
I'm coming back Sunday night. I will be in Melbourne sort of like 8 o'clock Sunday night.
So you'll be back with us next week, hopefully?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. I miss you guys.
Oh, we miss you too. That's why we had to get you on.
Absolutely. And, of course, you've had a great opportunity to catch up with your granddaughter. How's that been?
Oh, look, that's been so much fun. I mean, when five-year-olds start school, you know, it's a bit special. And I'm one of the lucky bears that, you know, a daughter, a granddaughter. It's all lovely. That's been really, really fun.
Fantastic.
Very good,
Family
James.
Family and fun.
Excellent. Look, we look forward to having you back next week. And enjoy the rest of your time in New Zealand.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf, and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
And you are back with Big Bear Mark, Bear Curious Dean, and Disney's Princess Cam on the woods on Joy 94.9. It sounds like James having a great time over there in New Zealand.
A fabulous time in New Zealand.
Exactly.
I like New Zealand. It's a great place to go.
It is.
Great food, great wine.
I need to get back. I haven't been there for many a year. I have to go back. And I might probably go back next year in Bear Week.
You know what? Speaking of great wine... It's February, and I'm not drinking wine.
Oh, yeah, you're doing a bit of a...
I'm drinking lots of soda water and lime. Yeah. Oh,
that's a good thing, though.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
But I really can't wait till 1st of March.
I can't stand soda water.
What?
I can't do sparkling. I can't. I'm a country boy. I'm a basic person.
Oh, you're water out of a dam.
I would just happily go out to the dam, chuck a can, and bring in some water.
No. I live on the stuff. I go and buy like at least 7 bottles of the 75-cent stuff.
And I do the same thing.
And I'll have one a day. Easy.
No.
See, if I put like a bit of lime in my soda water, I can just pretend. I can pretend in my mind that there's vodka or gin or some other white.
See, I don't even have to pretend. I just like soda water. I love
it. My mum loves it. Mm. Yeah. Absolutely loves it.
I love it.
She's much like yourself, Mark. She'll go buy a bottle and drink a whole bottle a day.
Yeah.
But I can't stand. I don't know if it's what it is about it, if it's got no flavour or what is it. I don't know.
I just love the effervescence.
Sparkly.
Sparkly.
You like sparkling things.
I do. I'm surprised you don't, Disney Princess.
I know.
Speaking of sparkling things.
Good segue. We're
a bit excited.
Yeah, very excited. Mm. Because it's only three weeks.
Two weeks.
3 weeks until the launch of RuPaul Drag Race Season 8.
Season 8.
Yes. A whole line of cast of new queens has been released. Most people have probably seen it, and most people probably have ideas about who they want to win already.
How much fun is RuPaul's Drag Race?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
And you were saying in the break that your mum loves it as well.
My mum is like, she's just like the ultimate gay mum. She is into RuPaul. To the extent she rings me at work, me thinking it's an emergency, to tell me that season 7 cast had been released.
This was a while ago.
This was last year.
Yeah, last year.
I was just like,
stop everything. The cast has been announced.
I was like, mum. I'll call you when I get home.
Yeah. I don't need to talk about this right now. Yeah.
And then on the drive home, she's like, have you seen it? And I'm like, I'm driving home. I will speak to you in half an hour.
Yeah. And look, I mean, I think this cast, I don't think it's a bad one.
Not bad. So who are some of the contenders this year?
Well, the contenders,
You've got Acid Betty from Brooklyn.
Yeah, so I don't know about her.
I
think she's a bit middle of the pack.
Great name, though.
Great name. And she's got a good look.
She has got a good look.
I don't mind a look. Basically, she bases herself on an acid trip.
Yes.
So she's kind of out there. Yeah. So
is it sort of going a little bit detoxy though?
Yeah. Well, she's proclaiming that she's the bitch of the series.
Okay.
So she wants to be the bitch. So she wants to be the nasty one. And I find sometimes the ones that want to be the nasty ones, they just don't.
They never fail.
My favourite at the moment, and I think it's yours as well.
I think it is.
Bob the Drag Queen. This queen is hilarious. Fierce. She is fierce.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen... Do yourself a favour and go and watch her crazy clip. That drag performance is amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she go on the show, but she's a class performer, that's
absolutely
for sure.
I just like a name.
And look, there's a couple of queens which have boys. They're just doing their boys' names this year.
Well, yeah, there's quite a few, but I think it's been developing over the past sort of, I think, 4 seasons, especially with people like such as Willem. I know it's not exactly a guy's name, but it's very close to, obviously, William.
I think it's Derek this year. Derek Barry is the other,
my God, does he look like Britney Spears?
Does he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oops,
if you haven't seen it, very much in the same vein as Chad Michaels looks like Cher.
I do like Chad Michaels, and
there is a bit of work done, I think.
A nip, maybe
a whole lot of bloody work. But he looks like Britney. And, of course, you know when they get to the fame game, he's going to do Brittany, and you know that's going to happen.
What, the snatch game?
The snatch game, that's the snatch game. Yeah, sorry, I was using the other term. But you know that's going to happen. But I think he/she might do well.
Yeah.
It depends. Yeah, I mean, you never know because you don't know them. The other favourite, I have to say, is a very famous drag queen in America called Kim Chi, which is... and now she is very good friends with...
Mattel. Mattel?
Mattel. Dixie Mattel?
Trixie Mattel.
Trixie, thank you. And her look is very similar, but in an Asian form. And she's probably the biggest of the girls this year.
She is. And I actually tend to enjoy the bigger girls a lot. My favourites out of the past two seasons have been, I suppose, Darian Lake back in season 6.
Love Darian Lake.
I absolutely love Darian Lake. And absolutely phenomenal on social media. Absolutely makes me laugh every single day. But then, obviously, we had last year.
And Latrice Royale.
Yes.
And Delta Work.
Yes.
I love them all.
But you know what? You know what I find is that these bigger queens happen to get to the sort of the top 6, top 5, top 4, and then that's it. That's
always
it.
A bridesmaid, never a bride.
Exactly.
Well, Jeans was the first one who made it to the last three.
To the three. Yeah. But I said it's I thought she was amazing. I was very surprised that she did not win last year. But again, we'll see what happens this year.
Yeah, I'm not too surprised. I mean, I actually, if you want to listen to it, I did do an interview with the winner, but it was before, what was her name again?
Violet Chachki.
Yes.
Season 7. Yeah, I talked to Violet, and but it was before the show had went final, so she was in Australia, and because I was saying to her, oh, who's in the top three? And she was like, I don't know. And of course she knew because she was in the top three. That's a great interview because she admitted to me, and she didn't admit to anyone else until me, that she actually was the one who stole Sharon Needle's crown.
Wow.
In Atlanta.
You got the scoop.
I got the scoop.
Oh.
So I was the first person
Shut
she told. Yeah, I know. It was pretty cool.
Can I just say, like, in weeks gone by, we've discussed sport. Mark, you have crickets. There's crickets going.
Nothing.
We talk about drag queens, and you're so informed.
I love it here because I've. It's funny that not many people at Joy actually enjoy or watch Drag Race, and I love it. And so when all the interviews come up, I get to do the interviews. It's great.
Is it a bear thing?
I don't know, but
I think it is.
So many bears love Drag Race.
Anyway.
It's crazy.
I think it's going to be a great season. And March 7th is coming up. So
Can't wait.
You are on The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Catch up or relive all The Woods has to offer. Listen to The Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
How did you see Sia with James Corbett?
I did. Now, that was hilarious.
Yeah. By the way, you're on The Woods with us. And
but have you seen it, Cam?
No.
Oh, you got to see this. James Corbett does this carpool karaoke.
Yes.
And so much fun.
So much. And
I did love the Adele one.
Oh, the Adele one was
amazing.
It was beautiful, yes. But the latest one is with Sia, and it's absolutely...
Can I ask, has she got her face covered still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
She's got a...
And they play with that.
Yeah, the big black and white. She's got a big black and white wig with a big black bow on it. And the opening of it is hilarious because she's on the side of the road, and she, of course, James Corbin's going, come over here, and she's like, can't find the car. It's quite funny.
Is James Corbin, he's a man crush, yeah, bear man crush.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean, we all know he's straight and he's got a wife and everything. Damn it. But yeah, he's a cutie.
He's a cutie, isn't he? He's so funny.
Very much so.
And when he was singing with Adele, he was hitting the notes.
He can
sing.
Yeah.
But my favourite bit out of that particular one with Adele was when he was doing the crowd, I don't know what he called himself, but when he was actually
Rapping.
Yes.
Yeah.
I lost myself. I was in hysterics rolling around, and I showed my housemate. I'm like, seriously, watch this. It's hilarious.
Yeah. And, of course, he was the baker in
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods well. Now, we were talking
that's
about...
That's where I've seen him.
Yeah. Well, and he also did Gavin and Stacey, the British show. He's done a lot in Britain.
Yes.
A lot in Britain.
Mm. And were you telling us earlier that RuPaul's Drag Race is actually going to Britain?
Well, yeah, there's rumours that there's... well, I don't think it's rumours. He's actually going on a tour throughout London... throughout the UK. I don't know if it's going to be a show or not. I haven't really researched it, but maybe someone can let us know. 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
You know, I think it's a little bit funny about RuPaul's Drag Race.
What?
I've seen up to season 7. And yet it's not actually on free-to-air television.
Funny that. I've seen up to... everyone I know has seen... of course, I haven't, but...
I tell a lie, it was on SBS for a little while. They were playing, but a couple of seasons
ago. Season 7, yeah.
Season 1.
That's big in the news today. There's a couple of things happening in the news.
Oh.
Our Village Roadshow is suing... Or not suing. They're trying to use the new Australian piracy laws to close down a website called Solo Movie. Right. Now, I've never heard of it. I have to admit, I haven't heard of this website. I've never seen it. And also, some of the networks, the ones that have their own pay-per-view, are trying to shut down Pirate Bay now as well.
So these aren't streaming websites. These are websites where people can go and pirate.
Now, the whole thing is they're not... The websites aren't actually... Well, it depends who you talk to, but they're not actually illegal. But downloading a movie is kind of illegal, and definitely because these websites use sharing software, which BitTorrent's sharing software, which then you upload it to other people, then that's an act of piracy. So, yes, so that is technically illegal.
Right.
So, but let's face it, I mean, you know, Game of Thrones, you know, rah, 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 there's a lot of people doing this. I don't know what you guys think about piracy.
It's interesting because then I remember us having a conversation about this before, and we're sort of saying, well, how does things like Netflix and Stan, like, where do they sit in this equation? But then even furthermore that, actually changing your VPN address to be able to then...
Well, your IP address. Yeah, like I actually do have a VPN service.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I mean, I actually looked at Malcolm Turnbull's, don't ask me why I was not looking at it, but I was looking on Malcolm Turnbull's website tonight, and he actually states on there that it's not illegal to have a VPN, and it's not illegal to watch geo-blocked content on a VPN service. Now, this for me sort of brings up a very much a contradiction.
Yes.
Because I can literally, I can watch shows on the BBC in the UK, which I do. I go and watch a lot of shows on the BBC that you don't get here. There's quite a few cooking shows I like on the BBC, which I watch. But I can go to NBC in America and watch The Big Bang Theory or, you know, a whole lot of shows that I can watch legally in Australia because I have a VPN service.
But isn't it interesting, the whole idea that different regions of the world should be able to consume content
This is what I was amazed about was I did some VPN adjustment to my computer and was playing around on Netflix, I think it was, actually. Mm. And the content, it was phenomenal to sort of see the variety of content that you could get in different regions, to the extent that I think I found all seasons of RuPaul Drag Race on American Netflix, where we've only got 2 seasons, I think, on something like Stan, which is really quite limiting.
Because you think for the artists, it'd be...
Exactly.
They want their work to be available to as broad an audience as possible.
Yeah, and you look at the Drag Race performers these days, and look, I mean, Bob the Drag Queen has already got... dates at the Greyhound.
Yes,
people already know who Bob the Drag Queen.
That's a nice name.
They already know who he is.
Yes,
and you know, it's obvious that people pirate.
But see, for me, I would actually be happy to pay for that content.
Me too.
That's it.
For me, it's not about. I don't. I don't know if there's any thrill associated with piracy, but for me, it's actually if I want to see content, I'm prepared to pay for it. But in a timely way, I don't have to wait 3 years.
Yes, and that's the thing it is. Yeah. People haven't got patience.
And that's it.
I don't have patience at all.
And I don't think people do. And the other thing is that I know a lot of people who are so ingrained in doing this, it's like that's all they watch.
Yes.
Is they only watch downloaded content because it's current, and it's current in America. I mean, you can go, we are in a global society, and people online talk about shows. You don't want to watch Game of Thrones a week after it's been aired because you're going to know what's happening.
On social media. Mm.
Social media is worldwide.
But if I can get up in the morning and read the Washington, the New York Times on my iPad,
yeah.
Why can't I watch RuPaul's Drag Race Season 8?
Yeah.
It goes to air.
Well, I kind of agree with you.
But it's funny, because like, I said, it's certainly the content's there. It's a matter of just getting it as a week. We've got to pay for it, but we're happy to do that. Bring it out to us.
Absolutely. We could talk forever on this.
Oh, we could.
But we won't, because this is The Woods, and we'll be back right after this.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
You are on The Woods with Big Bear Mark, Bear Curious Dean, and Disney Princess Cam. He loves
that
it.
Dave's going to stick forever, I think. Let it go. Well, actually, the favourite one is probably A Whole New World. So
we tried. We looked for that. We did look for that. But we could only find Let It Go. Sorry.
We've had a bit of a glad bag of topics and music tonight.
We have mixed tonight.
Nuts.
Yes.
Mixed nuts.
Talking about mixed nuts. So what's on the cheap seats tonight?
So on the cheap seats, we are in conversation with Fiona Patton and our very own Dean Beck at Hares and Hyenas back in December 2015.
Oh, cool. So we'll be hearing all about the sex party and
absolutely
stuff like that.
And her time in Parliament. Yeah.
Excellent. Wow. Excellent. Of course, please tune in on Monday morning at 6:30 a.m.
What's on then?
That would be Brekkie Bears.
I love the Brekkie Bears.
It's the best Monday morning drive to work.
Who does that?
I don't know who does that.
And of course, Luke.
I like Luke. He's great.
Yes.
Luke's yeah, fun. Whatever. So please tune in on Monday morning. We'll be back here, of course, next Thursday. I want to give a big thank you for Cam for stepping in and coming in tonight.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's been an awesome night yet again.
Brilliant. And that's the show for this week. So, woof girl.
Woof girl.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.